A Fortuna burglary was stopped in its tracks by a gun-wielding resident. Yesterday, 11:27 a.m., Fortuna police reports a frightened female resident at the 300 block of College Avenue called Fortuna police, reporting that she stopped a burglary at her home. The pregnant woman told officers she was home alone when she heard a disturbance near the front door. Unable to get to the phone, she instead went to her handgun. At that point, the two male suspects entered the front door. That's when police say she pointed the gun at the men, ordering them to leave, advising them that she didn't want to shoot. The men continued to advance, and as the resident took a step back, a bullet was shot, and it missed the suspects. The suspects decided to leave. Suspects are believed to be in their 20s, standing at 5'8", with a small amount of facial hair, dark-colored hair. Please advise Fortuna Police if you can help at 1-800-78-CRIME. More law enforcement news. As early yesterday morning, sheriff's deputies responded to the Blue Lake Museum after an alarm sounded. Deputies were dispatched, and while they were on the way, a neighbor called and said they could hear the alarms ringing and see someone moving around inside. The caller then said they saw a suspect dressed in black flee from the scene on foot. When deputies reached the scene, they did a search for the suspects but found none. They did find the museum door had been forced and that items had been taken. The sheriff's office notified local pawn shops that 11 antique Native American straw hats had been stolen. The hats ranged by worth from $1,200 to $3,500 apiece. By noon, Eureka police had detained two suspects at Heritage Antiques, one of whom was in possession of seven of the stolen items. Deputies soon arrived on scene and arrested 30-year-old Carter Daniels, who was booked into county jail. The hats are estimated to be more than 100 years old and were made by members of the Yurok and Hoopaw tribes. An investigation into the whereabouts of the other four hats is ongoing. Hundreds of southern Humboldt residents trekked to Sacramento to let lawmakers know that triggered cuts to rural school transportation funding have not gone unnoticed. The cuts are part of Governor Brown's budget and were enacted when state revenues did not meet with projections. The Southern Humboldt School District voted earlier this month to discontinue school transportation because the funding is not there. Rich Hanger, assistant superintendent at Humboldt County Schools, outlined what the cuts mean to local residents.
Southern Humboldt currently stands to lose a significant portion of their current year funding. 51% of their current year funding for transportation will be eliminated with this trigger reduction. And for them, that represents about $480,000 or about $650 per student.
Hanger stated that the transportation cuts will have severe negative impacts on the quality of education for local districts, pointing out that rural districts are disproportionately affected. More KINS news after this. Sheriff's deputies have arrested a man with two felony warrants to his name. Deputies contacted 21-year-old Michael Stockhoff at the Bear River Casino gas station, and when Stockhoff spotted deputies, he fled on foot, leading officers on a chase into a nearby field where he was apprehended. A search of Stockhoff turned up a small baggie containing methamphetamine, and he was booked into county jail on several charges, including possession and being wanted on a felony warrant for two prior drug possession charges. Congressman Mike Thompson had some comments following the President's State of the Union address, specifically on programs to help homeowners rework their mortgages. Last week, Thompson and dozens of colleagues requested a meeting with the President addressing the mortgage crisis in California.